You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Captain Mike joins us now, and Captain Mike, I imagine you will be able to walk across the boats on the three bridges spanning New Orleans and Slidell across Lake Pontchartrain today with these conditions. Are you going to be in that fray, or are you going for more remote places today?
I will be heading for more remote places today, but I did see quite a few boats headed in that direction as I was making my way towards Lake Bourne.
And they've been doing quite well.
Yeah, it seems like the trout are still hanging around the bridges. It's a hit-and-miss type of thing. If they're there, you're going to know within 10 or 15 minutes. If they're not, pick up and move. I would suggest if you see rain minnows on the surface, or we look for needlefish or even birds sitting on the bridge, the little terns will hang out close to where those rain minnows are. And, of course, the trout feed on those rain minnows, so they shouldn't be too terribly far away.
So I'm guessing you're going more for redfish today, or a combination?
We are. We are going for redfish today. The Texas group has been in town all week. Today's their last day, and we're going to go see if we can catch some redfish again. It's been a successful week.
Mike, we're getting ready to make a change in the regulations. I'm sure you probably got the word by now. What do you think that your customer's reaction will be to that? Do you think it's going to make much difference to them?
It's something that's been a topic of conversation on my boat over the last year, and everybody's in favor of it. If it's going to help our fishery as a whole, then obviously everybody's in favor of it. And, we saw the red snapper numbers dip, and the regulations dropped down to 2. And then as the red snapper populations came back up, they brought the limit up to 4. So we're hopeful that as the fishery rebounds, they'll bring those numbers back up and let us catch 5.
And what about that new slot limit, 18 to 27? I know for some people it's going to be hard to let a 17 and 3/4 inch redfish go.
Yeah, I know a lot of the old-time fishermen love those small redfish. It doesn't bother me near as much. I was thinking about yesterday's catch. We had a limit of redfish. We probably would have had to release 3 of them, would have been under 18. But the majority were in that 18 to 20-inch range. We had 2 or 3 that were probably 24 to 26.
And how were you catching them yesterday? Were you doing your usual technique where you got some people loaded up with the plastic and some with the shrimp under a cork and find out which works best?
Yeah, we had 3 boats go out yesterday, and we've been fishing them all week. So we kind of know, what you're looking for. And they'll bite most anything. I would say the spoon and the matrix craw, rigged weedless, and, definitely market bait under a cork is always productive. And we tried those 3 techniques. It just depended on the clientele you had and what was going to work best for them. So yesterday we were all shrimp under a cork, fishing the 4 horseman cork and circle hooks. And we did well.
Mike, you should have a real pleasant ride across the lake today. Should be laid down, and you won't have to deal with all the bumps. But what do you tell your customers before they come as far as dealing with the weather conditions we're going to have? You're going to have a lot of sun, and you're probably going to hit close to the mid or maybe even upper 90s today.
Yeah, that's part of my routine. The evening before the trip, I'll contact the customer. And, you know, what I'm discussing with them as they book the trip is that I can speculate what's going to happen, you know, 2 months in advance or 4 months in advance. But when it's the night before, the picture becomes much more clear. We can discuss the weather, the wind, the bugs, the sun, rain, you know, whatever the conditions may be, and try to advise them how to dress to where they have a relaxing, productive day on the water. Just all of those variables that we deal with on a regular basis. Someone from, you know, up north might not be familiar with the type of humidity we have. So we're talking about bringing lots of water. And, of course, we put water on the boat as a backup in case they don't bring enough. Just all of those types of things.
And the importance of getting a good early start.
Right, right. The more into summer we get, the more before sunrise we want to leave. And when we get to November, we're generally leaving after sunrise. So it's just to make it a pleasant outing for the clientele.
Mike, we got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. I got all of our guys that we talk to on Saturday mornings listed there. And give us your website and telephone number if somebody wants to get a hold of you, because you do have multiple boats. If they can't get Mike, you can always get one of your guys.
Yeah, it's easy to find me, Don. Name of the business is Angling Adventures of Louisiana, and the website is an abbreviation of that, aaofla.com. We're on some of the social media under Angling Adventures of Louisiana, or the telephone, which is 985-781-7811.
What's the best time to call? And if they don't get you, I guess they can leave a message and you can call them when you get in, huh?
Yeah, you can text me, leave a voicemail. I'm generally able to answer calls in the early evening, 3 o'clock on.
All right, everything's set. Go get them, Mike. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thank you, Don. We'll talk to you then.
All righty, there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.